I just want to do business. You are going to listen to an extract of the novel Jennifer Government, in which the protagonist, John Nike, is summoned to appear in a meeting to take the responsibility for an incident involving fatalities. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, choose the correct answer, A, B, C, or D, for each question, 1 to 5. Put a cross in the correct box. The first one, 0, has been done for you.
Alphonse said, "John, in case you haven't already gathered, we're here to vote on your expulsion from U.S. Alliance. If this vote carries, UA and its member companies will disown any responsibility for your actions. We will deliver you to the government and negotiate compensation for the damage you've caused." "So I was right," John said. "It is the United Nations." "He doesn't think he's done anything wrong," the IBM liaison snapped. He was an older man with white hair and a dark blue suit. John had never met him. "Look at him. He's turned the world's most distinguished corporations into criminals, and he's smirking." "You're right. I don't think I've done anything wrong." "Then let me help you out, you moron. First, the government is going to arrest us. All of us. Second, if they don't, the public is going to annihilate us. You want to see a marketplace backlash? We just assassinated the government president. Let's see how that affects sales, shall we? Third, you killed people. I don't know if that's a problem for you, John, or for Nike, but it's a big goddamn problem for IBM, for me, and for everybody else here. Does that help? Does that clarify the situation for you?" Silence. "Okay, then." His career depended on his answer, John realized. It was time to pull out all the stops. 3 points. Okay. He rubbed his palms on his pants. 1. The government is not going to arrest us. They tried in London and failed. Now, you can bet they weren't going to pack up their toys and go home. They were going to try again and again and again until they'd gotten us. But now, thanks to me, they've lost half their executives. They've lost their ability to coordinate, at least for a while. The government is not going to arrest us because the government is no longer able to. A wall of stony faces looked back at him. He spotted the NRA plaque off to the left, but there was an empty chair behind it. He guessed that meant the NRA were in the shit too. 2. There will not be a consumer boycott. The public will not suddenly start buying Whoppers instead of Big Macs or Apples instead of IBMs. Trust me, I'm from Nike. Nobody actually swaps brands because they heard the company did something bad. They keep on buying their favorite product at their favorite price. Yes, there is going to be a media backlash, but there is not going to be a consumer backlash. 3. This was a tough one. John got to his feet. Mercifully, the chair didn't squeak. The room was dead quiet. Yes. Some people died. But let's not pretend these are the first people to die in the interests of commerce. Let's not pretend there's a company in this room that hasn't had to put profit above human life at some point. We make cars we know some people will die in. We make medicine that carries a chance of a fatal reaction. We make guns. I mean, you want to expel someone here for murder? Let's start with the Philip Morris liaison. We have all, at some point, put a price tag on a human life and decided we can afford it. No one in this room has the right to sit here and pretend my actions came out of the blue. He took a risk and paused for effect. If the IBM liaison was going to preach at him, now was his chance. But he didn't. He just sat there. Pussy, thought John. Look, I'm not designing next year's ad campaign here. I'm getting rid of the government, the greatest impediment to business in history. You don't do that without a downside. Yes, some people die. But look at the gain. Run a cost-benefit analysis. Maybe some of you have forgotten what companies really do. So let me remind you. They make as much money as possible. If they don't, investors go elsewhere. It's that simple. We're all cogs in wealth creation machines. That's all. I've given you a world without government interference. There is now no advertising campaign, no intercompany deal, no promotion, no action you can't take. You want to pay kids to get the swoosh tattooed on their foreheads? Who's going to stop you? You want to make computers that need repair after 3 months? Who's going to stop you? You want to reward consumers who complain about your competitors in the media? You want to pay them for recruiting their little brothers and sisters to your brand of cigarettes? You want the NRA to help you eliminate your competition? Then do it. Just do it. Their faces. Ah, their faces. They hadn't seen this coming at all, John realized. He was opening the door to a brave new commercial world, and they were transfixed by the pure golden light of profit spilling from it. I'm a businessman. That's all. I just want to do business. Alphonse said, John, in case you haven't already gathered, we're here to vote on your expulsion from U.S. Alliance. If this vote carries, UA and its member companies will disown any responsibility for your actions. We will deliver you to the government and negotiate compensation for the damage you've caused. So I was right, John said. It is the United Nations. He doesn't think he's done anything wrong, the IBM liaison snapped. He was an older man with white hair and a dark blue suit. John had never met him. Look at him. He's turned the world's most distinguished corporations into criminals, and he's smirking. You're right. I don't think I've done anything wrong. Then let me help you out, you moron. First, the government is going to arrest us. All of us. Second, if they don't, the public is going to annihilate us. You want to see a marketplace backlash? We just assassinated the government president. Let's see how that affects sales, shall we? Third, you killed people. I don't know if that's a problem for you, John, or for Nike, but it's a big goddamn problem for IBM, for me, and for everybody else here. Does that help? Does that clarify the situation for you? Silence. Okay, then. His career depended on his answer, John realized. It was time to pull out all the stops. 3 points. Okay. He rubbed his palms on his pants. 1. The government is not going to arrest us. They tried in London and failed. Now, you can bet they weren't going to pack up their toys and go home. They were going to try again and again and again until they'd gotten us. But now, thanks to me, they've lost half their executives. They've lost their ability to coordinate, at least for a while. The government is not going to arrest us because the government is no longer able to. A wall of stony faces looked back at him. He spotted the NRA plaque off to the left, but there was an empty chair behind it. He guessed that meant the NRA were in the shit too. Two, there will not be a consumer boycott. The public will not suddenly start buying Whoppers instead of Big Macs or Apples instead of IBMs. Trust me, I'm from Nike. Nobody actually swaps brands because they heard the company did something bad. They keep on buying their favorite product at their favorite price. Yes, there is going to be a media backlash, but there is not going to be a consumer backlash. Three. This was a tough one. John got to his feet. Mercifully, the chair didn't squeak. The room was dead quiet. Yes, some people died. But let's not pretend these are the first people to die in the interests of commerce. Let's not pretend there's a company in this room that hasn't had to put profit above human life at some point. We make cars we know some people will die in. We make medicine that carries a chance of a fatal reaction. We make guns. I mean, you want to expel someone here for murder? Let's start with the Philip Morris liaison. We have all, at some point, put a price tag on a human life and decided we can afford it. No one in this room has the right to sit here and pretend my actions came out of the blue. He took a risk and paused for effect. If the IBM liaison was going to preach at him, now was his chance. But he didn't. He just sat there. Pussy, thought John. Look, I am not designing next year's ad campaign here. I'm getting rid of the government, the greatest impediment to business in history. You don't do that without a downside. Yes, some people die. But look at the gain. Run a cost-benefit analysis. Maybe some of you have forgotten what companies really do. So let me remind you. They make as much money as possible. If they don't, investors go elsewhere. It's that simple. We're all cogs in wealth creation machines. That's all. I've given you a world without government interference. There is now no advertising campaign, no intercompany deal, no promotion, no action you can't take. You want to pay kids to get the swoosh tattooed on their foreheads? Who's going to stop you? You want to make computers that need repair after 3 months? Who's going to stop you? You want to reward consumers who complain about your competitors in the media? You want to pay them for recruiting their little brothers and sisters to your brand of cigarettes? You want the NRA to help you eliminate your competition? Then do it. Just do it. Their faces. Ah, their faces. They hadn't seen this coming at all, John realized. He was opening the door to a brave new commercial world, and they were transfixed by the pure golden light of profit spilling from it. I'm a businessman. That's all. I just want to do business.